This is AWX Columbus Weather. Issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Ross County and also central Pickaway County. This will be until 1:45 p.m. Star indicated a severe thunderstorm located near Clarksburg, moving northeast at 30 miles an hour. Hazards will include winds to 60 miles an hour, quarter-size hail. Locations that will be impacted will include Circleville and Asheville. Again, severe thunderstorm warning for northern Ross and central Pickaway County till 1:45. Stations with severe weather, contact NAWX. AWX Columbus Weather, National Weather Service has just now issued a tornado watch. This will be number 155. This will be in effect until 9 p.m. tonight. In the Ohio area, basically all central Ohio will be covered. Once again, the National Weather Service has issued a tornado watch. And this will be in effect until 9 p.m. for central Ohio. This is AWX Columbus Weather.
Uniform November Quebec Grant, located in Sunbury on Horrible here at the Kroger's. Do we have anything coming over towards the Kroger's area, towards Sunbury?
We have a thunderstorm heading north, but no warnings issued for your area.
Okay, well, I'm out here on Horrible for a 15-minute break. But I just wanted to check and see if we had anything. All right, thank you. KDAENQ, clear.
If you get any severe weather, contact us at AWX.
All right, well, we'll have a station from this direction contact you guys. I'm at work right now and don't get off till 3:30, so we'll have somebody do that. KDAENQ, clear.
AWX Columbus Weather, the severe thunderstorm warning for northern Ross County has now been canceled. Storm has moved north into Pickaway County. Thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 1:45 p.m. for central Pickaway County. Radars indicated a severe thunderstorm located 4 miles west of Circleville. This one is moving northeast at 30 miles an hour. This is NAWX Columbus Weather. This is NAWX Columbus Weather. National Weather Service has just now issued a new severe thunderstorm warning. This will be for central Pickaway County, southeastern Franklin County, and northeastern Fairfield County, and this will be until 2:30 p.m. As indicated, the severe thunderstorm located near Fox, moving northeast at 30 miles an hour. Storm hazards will include winds to 60 miles, hail up to quarter size. Locations that are impacted will also be Asheville and Pickerington. Right now, we have a severe thunderstorm warning. Central Pickaway County, southeastern Franklin County and northwestern Fairfield County. We are also under a tornado watch, and this will be until 9 p.m. tonight. Stations with severe weather, contact NA to WX. WX Columbus weather. We also have an update on our severe thunderstorm warnings, now including southwestern Licking, northeastern Franklin, and northwestern Fairfield. This one will be until 2:45. WX Columbus weather. Severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Franklin County has been canceled. Severe thunderstorm will remain in effect for Franklin County. The severe thunderstorm warning also remains in effect until 2:45 for southwestern Licking and northern Fairfield County. GAR has indicated a severe thunderstorm located near Pickerington, moving northeast at 35 miles an hour. Others have reported 1-inch diameter hail in Lipopolis. Locations that may be impacted from the storm will include Baltimore, Pataskala, and Granville. Stations with severe weather reports, contact NA to WX. This is NA to WX Columbus weather, an update on our severe thunderstorm warnings. A one for southeastern Franklin and northwestern Fairfield County has been canceled. Storm warning remains in effect for portions of Fairfield and Licking County for 2:45. Additional thunderstorm development is possible, and we are also under a tornado watch, and this will be until 9 p.m. To WX Columbus weather. Running WX Columbus weather. National Weather Service has issued a thunderstorm statement for Western Ross County. They're indicating a strong thunderstorm near Bainbridge, moving northeast at 35 miles an hour. It's just a thunderstorm statement from the National Weather Service. So it will be affecting western Ross County until 3 p.m. Radar indicated a strong thunderstorm near Bainbridge, moving northeast at 35 miles an hour. Weather, severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 2:45 p.m. for southwestern Licking and northern Fairfield County. Severe thunderstorm was located near Etna, moving northeast at 35 miles an hour. Possible storm hazards will include winds to 60 miles an hour and quarter-size hail. Locations that can be impacted will include Granville, Jersey, Beechwood Trails, Hebron, and Alexandra. Also under a tornado watch, and that will be until 9 p.m. for all of central Ohio. Stations with severe weather report, contact NA to WX. Christmas weather. National Weather Service just now issued a severe thunderstorm warning. This will be for Licking County. It'll be until 3:30 p.m. Radar indicated severe thunderstorm located near Kirkersville. This one's moving northeast at 35 miles an hour. Possible storm hazards will include winds to 60 miles, quarter-size hail. Possible locations that can be impacted will include Heath, Granville, Newark, and Utica. With severe weather, contact NHWX. NHWX, Columbus Weather. National Weather Service has now issued a severe thunderstorm warning for central Ross County and southern Pickaway County, and this one will be until 3:30 p.m. Are indicated severe thunderstorm located near Burnville. This one's moving northeast at 30 miles an hour. Possible storm hazards will include winds to 60 miles an hour and quarter size hail. Possible locations to be impacted will include Kingston. And severe thunderstorm warning for central Ross County and southern Pickaway County. This won't be until 3:30 p.m. WX Columbus Weather. WX Columbus Weather. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 3:30 p.m. for eastern Licking County. Radar indicated this is a strengthening severe thunderstorm located near Newark and it is moving northeast at 35 miles an hour. Possible storm hazards may include winds to 60 miles an hour and ping pong size hail. Locations that could be impacted will include Utica, Fredonia, Hanover, St. Louisville, Purity, and Fallsburg. With severe weather, contact NHWX. I have a thunderstorm warning that still remains in effect until 3:30 p.m. for central Ross and southern Pickaway County. Indicated that that severe thunderstorm has strengthened a bit. Storm was located near Burnville. That one is moving northeast at 30 miles an hour. So also storm hazards may include winds to 60 miles an hour and a good old ping pong ball size hail. Locations that could be impacted, these will include Kingston, North Fork Village, Frankfort, Andersonville, Clarksburg, and the Pickaway County Airport. That one, any severe weather, contact NHWX. Lima, Charlie Oscar. Charlie Oscar.
Whiskey 8 Lima Charlie Oscar. I'm the liaison for the Licking County Sky Warnet, and we just had a report from an operator at the north end of Newark on State Route 13 Quentin and Quentin Road, 3/4 to 1 inch size hail.
Give me the state routes again. The location again, please.
Affirmative, location was State Route 13 and Quentin Road. You said inch and a half size. Negative, 3/4 to 1 inch. Ending to WX. Salcio, clear and back to 88. November 8, Papa Victor Charlie. DC. Operation on 15 minutes. Airport or QTH? Got yourself short.
Can you repeat that last transmission?
Operational airport or QTH?
Airport.
Okay, NAWX. WX Columbus Weather. National Weather Service has issued a new severe thunderstorm warning. This will be for eastern Pickaway County, southeastern Franklin County, and western Fairfield County. This one will be until 4 p.m. Star indicated severe thunderstorm located near Pickaway County Airport. This one's moving northeast at 35 miles an hour. Possible storm hazards may include winds to 60 miles an hour and quarter-size hail. Locations that could be impacted will include Circleville, Asheville, and Lancaster. Once again, National Weather Service just now issued a severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Pickaway, southeastern Franklin, and western Fairfield County. With severe weather, contact NAWX. I'm a Charlie Oscar.
I'm a Charlie Oscar, go ahead.
This is Whiskey 8 Lima Charlie Oscar. We did have a confirmed report of 1¾ inch measured size hail on the report that I gave you at State Route 13 and Quentin Road.
Acknowledge at State Route 13 and Quentin Road, 1¾ inch hail, and that is confirmed.
That's a roger. That's confirmed and measured.
NAWX, thank you for the report.
It all feels clear.
A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for eastern Pickaway County, southeastern Franklin County, and western Fairfield County until 4 p.m. Today. Hazards associated with this storm include winds to 60 miles per hour and a minimum of quarter-size hail. Locations in the path to Circleville, Asheville, and Lancaster. Earlier, that storm was located near Pickaway County Airport and was moving northeast at 35 miles per hour. This is NAWX, Columbus Weather. The severe thunderstorm warning for northern Ross and southern Pickaway counties will expire at 3:30. However, another severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for 4 p.m. Additional thunderstorm development is possible, and a tornado watch remains in effect until 9 p.m. We have severe weather to report. Call Columbus West NAWX. Columbus weather. Strong thunderstorms will affect eastern Licking County through 4:15 p.m. At 3:39, radar indicated an area of strong thunderstorms near Hanover. These storms are moving north at 35 miles per hour. Hazards associated with this storm include winds to 40 miles per hour and 1/2-inch diameter hail. This is Columbus weather, NAWX. This is Columbus weather. Strong thunderstorm will affect southern Licking and Fairfield counties through 4:15 p.m. At 3:47, radar indicated a strong thunderstorm near Fairfield County Airport, moving northeast at 35 miles per hour. Storms hazards are winds to 40 miles per hour and 1/2-inch diameter hail. With severe weather, call Columbus Weather in AWX. This is NAWX Columbus Weather. All warnings for our area have expired. We do expect additional warnings to happen later this afternoon into this evening. We appreciate those who have participated thus far and look forward to speaking with all of you again later this afternoon and this evening. I'm going to return the repeater to normal state and would ask that you keep transmissions short, leave a little pause in between transmissions in case someone has severe weather and wants to reach one of the WeatherNet operators. We will have folks standing by monitoring traffic on the repeater if anybody encounters severe weather. NAWX.
File 1 is closed.
BX clear. Thank you. This is NAWX Columbus weather.
File 5 closed. File 5 closed.
The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southern Ross County and also western Pike County in southwest Ohio until 5:45 p.m. At 5 o'clock, radar indicated a severe thunderstorm located near Kincaid Springs. Storm was moving northeast at 35 miles per hour. Hazards with this storm include winds to 70 miles per hour and damaging hail up to golf ball size. Locations in or near the path include Piketon, Bainbridge, Waverly, and Chillicothe. A severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for southern Ross and western Pike counties until 5:45 p.m. This is NAWX Columbus weather. This is Columbus weather with an update on our current warning. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 5:45 p.m. for southern Ross and northwestern Pike counties. 514, radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm located near Buchanan, moving northeast at 40 miles per hour. Hazards associated with this storm include winds to 60 miles per hour and damaging hail up to golf ball size. Locations in or near the path include Waverly, Chillicothe, Summit Hill, Bourneville, Knockemstiff, Scioto Trails State Park, Latterville, Masseyville, Frankfort, and North Fork Village. Stations in Ross County with severe weather to report, call Columbus Weather. This is NAWX. NAWX Columbus Weather. This is NAWX Columbus Weather. National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning for northern Pike County and central Ross County. This is effective until 5:45 p.m. At 5:19, radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado located near Buchanan. Storm is moving northeast at 40 miles per hour. Spotters have reported rotation with this storm in Pike County. In addition to a tornado, this storm is capable of producing golf ball size hail. Locations in or near the path include Chillicothe, Buchanan, Waverly, Scioto Trail State Park. Spotters in the area should be aware of this tornado warning and call Columbus Weather with any sightings of funnel clouds or wall clouds. This is Columbus Weather, NAWX. Columbus Weather, tornado warning remains in effect until 5:45 p.m. for eastern Ross County. At 5:33, radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado near Scioto Trail State Park, moving northeast at 35 miles per hour. In addition to the tornado, this storm is capable of producing golf ball-sized hail. Locations in or near the path include Chillicothe, Masseyville, North Fork Village, Mooresville, and Andersonville. Stations with severe weather to report, please call Columbus Weather, NAWX. This is Columbus Weather. National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Ross County, southeastern Pickaway County, and southwestern Hocking County, all in effect until 6:30 p.m. 542, radar indicated a severe thunderstorm located near Masseyville, moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. Hazards with this storm include winds to 60 miles per hour and golf ball size hail. Locations near in the path include Kingston. This is NAWX Columbus Weather. Tornado warning for eastern Ross County will expire at 5:40, or did expire at 5:45. The tornado threat has diminished, and therefore they allowed the tornado warning to expire. Noted, though, that large hail and damaging winds are still possible, and a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for the area. Additional thunderstorm development is possible, and a tornado watch remains in effect until 9 p.m. Eastern Time this evening. This is Columbus Weather, NAWX. Thank you. Weather Service has issued a tornado warning for southwestern Madison County, southern Clark County, eastern Greene County, and west central Ohio until 6:15 p.m. 542 radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado located in Jasper, moving northeast at 35 miles per hour. The storm continues to show strong rotation on radar. Locations impacted include Cedarville and South Charleston. Do you have any spotters in these areas? Call Columbus Weather. Again, a tornado warning is in effect for southwestern Madison County, southern Clark County, eastern Greene County until 6:15 p.m. This is NAWX. WX Columbus Weather, tornado warning has been issued for Pickaway County in central Ohio and northern Ross County in southwest Ohio until 6:15 p.m. 551, radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado located near Frankfort. Tornado was moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. Locations in or near the path include Circleville. Is in effect for Pickaway County and northern Ross County until 6:15 p.m. Tornado warning remains in effect until 6:15 for southwestern Madison County and eastern Greene and southern Clark counties. Stations with severe weather call Columbus Weather. This is NAWX. Delta 8, November, Sierra Alpha. November, Sierra Alpha, go ahead. This is Kilo Delta 8, November, Sierra Alpha. My name is Elijah. We just officially put in the weather net for Pickaway County. I'll be the liaison. I'll be monitoring this frequency as well as the 1-8 machine, sir. We'll be standing by KC from that side. A little noise on your signal. I'm not sure whether that was interference or whatever. Appreciate it. Sir, I'm running high power mobile stations, so probably just the weather conditions. We'll be standing by. KG down SA. Roger, thank you. This is NAWX Columbus Weather. Columbus Weather, tornado warning remains in effect until 6:15 for southwestern Madison, eastern Greene, and southern Clark counties. At 5:55, the public reported a tornado south of Cedarville. Radar indicated that the tornado-producing storm was located near Cedarville, moving northeast at 35 miles per hour. Dual-pole radar detected a tornadic debris signature with this storm. Locations near the path include South Charleston. This is NAWX Columbus Weather. Columbus weather. Tornado warning has been issued for southwestern Hocking County, northeastern Pike County, and southeastern Ross County, in effect until 6:30 p.m. At 5:56, radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado located near Richmond Dale, moving north at 25 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Hocking Hills State Park. Again, a tornado warning is in effect for southwestern Hocking, northeastern Pike, southeastern Ross County until 6:30 p.m. Tornado warnings in Pickaway County, northern Ross County, southwestern Madison County. NAWX Columbus weather. Tornado warning for southwestern Madison County has been canceled. Please report any tornado damage or wind damage to NAWX. For additional information, a tornado warning remains in effect until 6:15 for northeastern Greene and southern Clark counties. At 6:02, public reported tornado with this storm south of Cedarville. We'd like to repeat that a tornado is on the ground, so take cover if you're in those areas. Radar indicated that the tornado producing storm was located near Selma and was moving northeast at 35 miles per hour. Locations impacted include South Charleston. This is NAWX Columbus weather. Remains in effect until 6:30 p.m. for southeastern Ross and southwestern Hocking counties. At 6:05, radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado located near Londonderry. This tornado, or this cell, was moving northeast at 25 miles per hour. Locations near in the path include Hocking Hill State Park, Mooresville, Islesboro, and South Bloomingville. This is NAWX Columbus weather. Columbus weather. We have any spotters in Ross County? Any spotters in Ross County or Pickaway County? NSA, you're in Pickaway County. You got anybody out there that's got an eye on this tornado? Your last transmission was totally broken. The 8th, November Sierra Alpha. This is Columbus weather. Columbus weather. Tornado warning has been issued for
southwestern Fairfield, southeastern Franklin, central Pickaway County, and central Ohio until 6:45 Eastern Daylight Time. At 6:10, radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado located 3 miles northwest of Circleville, moving north at 25 miles per hour. Locations near the path include Asheville. Again, a tornado warning has been issued for southwestern Fairfield, southeastern Franklin, central Pickaway County, and central Ohio until 6:45 p.m. This is NAWX Columbus weather. Spotters in Franklin County, probably south, eastern Franklin County.
Juliet, Juliet Romeo.
Charlie, feedback, Alpha Mike Fox.
November 8, Oscar, Charlie, November.
Sweet Golf Uniform Alpha.
Okay, let's hold it here. Juliet Romeo Station.
November 8, Juliet, Juliet Romeo, Jason. Lehman and Bowen Roads, Canal Winchester.
Doing Canal Winchester. There was a Charlie Station, that's all I got out of the call. Next.
Please, yeah.
Oscar, Charlie, November.
For 8, Oscar, Charlie, November, is that correct?
If that is correct, I'm at the intersection of Gender Road and Grove Fort Pike.
Okay, very good. Alpha Mike Station.
Yankee.
Yankee.
Bot Alpha 8, Zulu, November Yankee. We are at Winchester Pike in Bill Bixby Road.
Tom, thanks. Alpha Mike Fox.
7, Alpha Mike Fox Tribe.
Fox Tribe Lima.
Foxtrot Lima.
This is Alpha, Kilo, Foxtrot Lima. I'm at 270 and West Broad. I have a view.
Foxtrot Lima, your transmission is broken. You're not making a machine at all.
Is this better?
Better.
Okay. Kilo 4, Foxtrot Lima. I'm at 270 in West Broad, with view to the south and west.
We need a view to the south and east.
Somewhat east.
National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning for Hocking County until 7 p.m. Radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado located near South Bloomingville, moving northeast at 25 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Hocking Hill State Park and Logan. That just called in. Could I have your call sign again?
November 8, Lima, Papa Juliet, N8LTJ.
Roger, gotcha, thank you.
Please.
Lima Whiskey.
Yes, November 8th, Romeo Lima Whiskey. John, the tornado sirens are going off in Groveport already. I didn't know if it's heading this direction or what, but definitely on the Groveport side is starting to show pretty good stuff.
Okay, for responders who have checked in, please hold your traffic unless you have something significant to report about what you're seeing in the sky or other indications on the ground. This is NAWX Columbus weather.
8YLZ.
YLZ.
Delta 8, Yankee, Lima, Victor, at 71 and 665 Rupert Road.
Delta. Hello, Delta Station.
Kilo Golf 4, Golf Zulu Delta in Asheville, Ohio. 752, 752, and Lockbourne Eastern Road. We've got about 40 mile an hour straight line winds coming through to the winds in the east. No rotation, nothing like that, but very heavy rain and heavy wind.
Stand by. This is Columbus weather. Tornado warning has been issued for northern Madison County in central Ohio until 7 p.m. At 627, radar was tracking a severe thunderstorm with strong rotation located near South Vienna. Storm was moving northeast at 25 miles per hour. This storm previously produced a tornado, and another tornado is occurring or imminent. This dangerous storm will affect mainly rural areas of northeastern Clark, northern Madison, and southeastern Champaign counties, including Pike. Recent reports suggest a roll cloud is present in eastern Clark County, and this storm may be producing or about to produce another tornado. Locations near this storm include I-70 between mile markers 65 and 71. This is Columbus weather. For this tornado that's tracking northeastward up towards Franklin County, right now it looks like it's gonna catch the far south eastern part of the county as it moves north. Spotters in south. Eastern Franklin County, do we have anything to report at this time? Victor Sierra. Victor Sierra. Winchester, gender near 33. Seems everything is southeast of my location here as of right now. Thank you. Delta 8, November Sierra Alpha. November Sierra Alpha. Kilo Delta 8, November Sierra Alpha, weather liaison for the Pickaway County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Severe Weather Net. Okay, you have something to report?
I do not currently have anything to report, although I do not have any spotters checked in to our Pickaway net that are in the Asheville area, and rumor has it Channel 10 was saying that there was a touchdown. I noticed that you had a spotter checked in one or possibly two from the Asheville area. I didn't know if you had any confirmation.
The cell that we're watching is just about to leave Pickaway County and graze into southeastern Franklin County.
Okay, thank you very much, sir, for the update. And everything down here has just been just heavy rains and gusty wind, but nothing serious enough to file a report about. So thank you very much, sir. We'll be standing by monitoring K8NSI.
For Franklin County spotters in southeast Franklin County, do we have any reports to make about the cell that's moving into the corner, southeast corner of Franklin County?
CN?
There's a wall, cloud coming, just coming to south end of San Winchester. There was some very volatile activity in the back side of that just a moment ago. It subsided a little. It's a little less defined, and I have a great visual on right now, so I will keep you posted. Very good. Appreciate that report. Locations in the path or nearby include Logan, Lake Logan, State Park, Union Furnace, Enterprise, and Rock Bridge. Tornado warning remains in effect until 7 p.m. for northern Madison, northeastern Clark, and southeastern Champaign counties. At 6:41, spotters reported a funnel cloud just north of I-70. The funnel cloud could touch down at any time. Radar indicated that this dangerous storm was located on the Madison and Clark County line, moving northeast at 25 miles per hour. This storm will affect mainly rural areas of northeastern Clark, northern Madison, and southeastern Champaign counties. KCA-PGR for all Clark counties. Clark County Station, go ahead.
Charlie 8, Papa Golf Romeo. We reported this via Station Sky 1, but FYI, you do have a wall cloud. No location, nothing on the ground. Moving at this time into Madison County from Clark County.
You have this in sight?
Currently on Columbus Road, just basically right inside Clark County from Madison County, near McConkie Road.
Verify that you have this in sight and that you're watching it right now.
And we have reported this 2 days in Sky 1 via Clark City Severe Weather Net.
Very good. This is NAWX Columbus Weather.
Over back to 7-3.
Hello, Delta 8, November Sierra Alpha.
November Sierra Alpha.
This is Kilo Delta 8, November Sierra Alpha, weather liaison for the Pickaway County Amateur Radio Emergency Service, Severe Weather Net. Could you give me a posting there on when the Pickaway County tornado warning is to expire?
Pickaway County, if that's one you're saying, that's expired.
Sir, and that was as of 6:45? Please repeat that.
45. This is NAWX Columbus Weather. Tornado warning for northeastern Madison County and Central Ohio and southern Union County and Central Ohio has been issued, and it is in effect until 7:15 p.m. At 6:46, spotters continue to indicate occasional funnel clouds and a rotating wall cloud with a storm that has previously produced a damaging tornado. The strongest rotation with this storm is currently west of Plumwood in northwest Madison County. Rotation has been weakening recently, but this storm could still produce a tornado at any moment. Locations near the path include Plain City. This is NAWX Columbus Weather. me with an update. Tornado warning remains in effect until 7 p.m. for central Hocking County. At 6:51, radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado located near Logan. Storm was moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. Storm will affect mainly rural areas of central Hocking County. This is NAWX Columbus weather. Warning for central Hocking County has expired. Storm is moving out of Hocking County, therefore the tornado warning will be allowed to expire. Additional thunderstorm development is possible and a tornado watch does remain in effect until 9 p.m. One has damage to report, they can call Columbus Weather or they can make a report to their county EMA or the National Weather Service. NAWX. This is Columbus Weather. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Hocking County in central Ohio. It'll be in effect until 7:45. 7 o'clock, radar indicated a severe thunderstorm located near Star, moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. Hazards with this storm include winds to 60 miles per hour with half dollar size hail. Severe thunderstorm will affect mainly rural areas of eastern Hocking County, including Islesboro, Star, Union Furnace, Haydenville, Carbon Hill, Murray City, and Oroville. This is NAWX Columbus Weather. Weather. A tornado warning for Southern Union and Northeastern Madison counties in central Ohio has been canceled. Storm has weakened below severe limits, therefore the tornado warning has been canceled. Gusty winds and heavy rain are still possible with this storm. Additional thunderstorm development is possible and a tornado watch remains in effect until 9 p.m. This is NAWX Columbus Weather. This is NAWX Columbus Weather. The severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Hocking County has been canceled. The storm has moved out of the warned area. Therefore, the severe thunderstorm warning has been canceled. Please remember that a tornado watch remains in effect until 9 p.m. this evening. We have no further warnings for our area at this time. It is possible that we could have some additional activations or warnings come out later this evening and overnight. So please keep your transmissions short and leave a few seconds in between transmissions in case someone has severe weather to report or needs to reach one of the net control operators. Net control operators will monitor the frequency throughout the evening in case someone has issues to report. Thank those who participated today. It was a pretty active
time today with all the warnings, including numerous tornado warnings. Again, appreciate the help today. We're going to return the repeater to normal state. Again, thank you.
File 1, close.
NAWX, good evening.